What just happened?
I hit the wrong button. Oh. On the recording, it like timed out the recording because it was supposed to be live and I tapped it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. No, it's fine. But we were saying like when it comes to customers, like if you miss calls, there's a tracking system that we're going to provide for you. I'm actually going to send you the credentials right now after we process the payment. They'll come through automatically. And it'll actually pipeline all their information. So you have like a hub there where you can call them back and we just say try to respond to those guys within 24 to 48 hours. It's more so the stuff for us to get you up and running where we worry about it. You know, if you're missing clients, that's on you. You know, I understand.
But I'll actually have the contact information to call them back, not like what the other people do.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. Yeah. I mean, if they call you from like, so... Like, if I use my mobile device, like my iPhone or my Android, and I type in electricians, there's a little phone icon on your Google business profile. If they dial that, it saves their number. It'll even have a recording of the call. It's like its own voicemail system. It's like just captures all your business calls. Yeah. And so that's in the tracking system. And so you just log in with your username and password, and it'll have them all right there. So you'll be able to even, like, literally hear yourself, like, sell the guys that we're bringing in for you. Or like set up appointments with them, right? So we ask that you check that every 24 to 48 hours if you're missing calls. But if you know you're getting them all, no big deal, right? But at the end of the month, that's a good tool where I could show you, hey, look, you know, this is what you're spending with us, and this is what we're bringing in for you. Also in there, you could request reviews too. Like you send them a link to your Google business profile so they can put that star rating and type up a little review. And so I always tell my guys at the end of a job when you're packing up a truck, you know, just make sure you send that message off real quick and then take off so that way you don't have to worry about it and we're building your reviews up.
Right.
Okay. Now where was I? Oh, do you agree with be responsive to? Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So that's just disclosure. We know everything you're already doing as of today. It's just saying after today. You shouldn't need anything else, or at least not anything else that we couldn't provide for you already, but... if you're going to add something, you know, double check with us so we can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any listings. Now, like I said, the search engine sensitive. So it's like if something doesn't match up, it'll suspend your listings until it can verify what's real and what's not. So not get your listing suspended at all. Just double check before you add anything.
Okay.
All right. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend always that you try our service for at least 2 months when you're starting from scratch like this because we're literally building everything like your site, your Google business profile. So we ask you to give it 2 months. It says the first month's payment is a non-refundable payment due to the discounts applied, but it is a month-to-month service. The initial payment will be charged today at the discounted pricing of $199. For our platinum package, I put you on a friends and family plan. That's how I got the pricing structure approved for you. When the term is completed, your agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the 25th day. It'll stay at $199. You may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. All that we ask is if you're going to discontinue the placement with us, contact us before that next billing's due so we can stop the billing cycle and it doesn't charge you. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process this $199. When it goes through, you're going to receive a text with an outline of the agreement in writing. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And then you're also going to get the form for Google verification. I'll show you both of these. This is where you send in your license, insurance, and everything. And then you're also going to get another message with the username and password for your tracking system. So sit tight with me here. We're almost done.
Okay.
All right.
Now, obviously, if I cancel with you, then I lose my spot on the listing thing, right, on the website?
Yeah. Basically, what you pay for each month is for us to keep you on the first page, but we don't go and, like, delete all the content and the things that we create for you, like your Google business profile. We just literally stop doing your optimization. So you'll still be findable to people who are looking for David's Electric, and they'll still say you're Google verified and everything, but you just won't be a top option for people who are looking for electrician or any of your keyword searches.
Gotcha.
that's the benefit. 90% of traffic starts and stops on the first page. So at that point, you're going to see a huge like slowdown or decrease.
All right. So I have to click on this link?
Yep. So I think that's the subscription term one. So let me just verify. It's usually the first. Yep. Yeah, you click on that. And then you have everything documented. So you were asking about the legitimacy of my business when we first started the call. We document everything. So here's the full outline of the agreement. Even though it's a month-to-month service, it's written exchange for what you're paying us and what we're doing for you. And then at the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign off on it. So this will have all the products and features, if they apply to you, right? The discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and then the cancellation policy at the bottom. And it'll ask you to authorize this and sign off on it. And then you're going to keep that hard copy, and it's also been sent to your email. And then we'll have that hard copy. And that's mainly because a big reason I sent that over to you is because of the pricing structure that I have you on. If you go on our website, the cheapest package is $299 with a $299 setup fee. So usually guys, when they get off these phone calls, they're about three times what you invested today.
Right.
And then they're paying $299 monthly. I upgraded you, so you have an even better package. You have a package that's advertised as the Pro. That one is $499 with a $299 setup fee. And so you're getting all those products and features in that Pro for just a $199 pricing structure. So I basically saved you about $600 a day. Yeah. Well, again, I'm invested in the long term. My hope is that, we get in here, we get things rolling for you, we save you from buying leads, and we establish something long term where, fast forward a year from now, we're still talking. That's what I like. I have guys I've worked with for 9 years, and I signed up with them when I was a little kid. My nuts hadn't even dropped yet.
No, I get it.
I was a little guy just getting started, and they gave me a chance, but I'm still with them, So.
After I already submitted the agreement thing, so then it gave me a
login
window.
Page.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know the username, when you first start out, that you have your username as your phone number. Oh, there it is. If you go to your text, the username is your phone number, and the password is good reviews.
Okay.
So we also have an app, David. Yeah, we have an app. This is the PC version. This is like if you were just looking it up, like you go to my.localsplash.com if you want to just like type it in. But we also have an app. They'll send you a separate email here. It usually takes about 20 minutes for them to generate that one, and it'll have the link to the app. They'll also verify during your client interview so that we have the access to the app, or you could download it. And then also there's a YouTube video in there. It's about 8 minutes long, and it shows you how to use that tracking system. That's going to be a good tool for you moving forward. One of my colleagues here put together that YouTube video. And
this
then
is,
you should have the Google
this is
verification.
Called local, this is called Local Splash. What is this?
Local
is this
Splash is our company name. Yep.
Is the company name?
Yep. We're Local Splash. You didn't see any of the stuff I sent you earlier?
No. This is an internet marketing service?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Correct. We're a Google partner.
Fountain Valley.
Yes, sir.
Fountain Valley of California.
Mm-hmm. That's us. If you look up Google Building 1, they're right across the street. Building 1 is the main headquarters now, so it's Irvine, California. I thought you looked at this stuff. That's why I sent it over to you. Because right when we started the call, the first thing he said was like, how do I know you guys are real, So I was like, what was that?
No, you're not. I don't know. You guys aren't really getting that good of reviews on here.
What do you mean? We have 4.2 on at a 982 there. Bird Eye, we have 866 with a 4.9 out of 5. And our featured customers from the business owners that use our service, that's 1,509. And there's 4.8 out of 5. A-plus rated by the BBB. No unresolved complaints over 20 years in business. I mean, we could expunge the bad ones if we really wanted to, but we leave everything up there just for transparency.
So,
what's going on, David?
No, I'm just reading.
Oh, okay. It's funny, actually. I haven't really, let me see. So the most recent one, week ago, Will McCoy. Local Splash, been very helpful and informative with a timely manner. 4 weeks, my total experience. Another week ago, Dennis Brockrath. Let me see the most recent bad one. David Gorka, 3 months ago. Absolute rip-off. They call me out of the blue, bad mouth. This company, say how they're different and so much better. Convince me to give it a try. Not only have they done nothing, and I mean nothing, to generate any new leads or business, now I'm visible to scammers. Hi, David. This doesn't sound right. We appreciate your feedback and take it very seriously. I look forward to continuing to work with you. Reach out to us directly to discuss the issue. Yeah, so. And he's still with us, David Gorka. Mr. Gorka. Once they write something bad, we can't delete them.
Where do I see that as far as what you were looking at? Because Better Business Bureau?
Yeah. Better Business Bureau only has, like, negative ones. Like, that's a complaint form on there. So that's literally just for people to write a complaint. But you notice our accreditation is still A-plus with the BBB because we don't have any unresolved complaints. So anybody that's written a complaint or complained about the service or clients, they're probably still with us more than likely, but we always resolve an issue, whatever issue it may be, whether it results in like a refund or helping them with whatever, you know, issues that they're having, et cetera, et cetera. So that's how you keep your accreditation with the BBB at an A-plus, is making sure that you're responding to these people and taking care of them and resolving those issues that they're having.
I'm just saying, if I really wanted to post an ad through Google, couldn't I just call them up and do this? Like, I don't understand why I'm using a third party.
That's what I was telling you. You could create your Google business profile 100%. I was telling you that earlier. You could pin verify yourself and make it so that you show up for your business name. The point of our services is to make it so that you show up for the services you provide as a top option in your area. And that's what most people do. Most people aren't looking up David's
Electric. Basically what Home Advisor was telling me. That's what they do.
No, they don't. They sell you leads. They put themselves on Google. They do that for themselves. So if you look up electricians in your area, you'll see Home Advisor on that first page underneath these top recommended guys, right? And then when people click on their listing, they sell the leads to you and like 4 or 5 other people for a lead fee. And they're charging you the lead fee whether you get it or not.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. We're not the same. It's two totally different things. We're actually listing you as your own independent business on the first page for people to call you directly without subjecting yourself to those lead fees or that nonsense. So when you get calls from our service, there's a live human being on the other line. There's a customer who just looked up electrician, found you, saw that you were verified, saw you had license and insurance, saw your reviews, saw your website, called you. Yours to lose at that point. They already made up their mind who they're going with. And so you get a live call from somebody instead of a lead texted. You got to try to call it back. They don't answer. You get charged the fee anyway, even if they don't answer.
Yeah.
And the lead's going other. So you see the difference?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes, I do. I mean, that already happened this morning. I got a lead and still have not heard anything back from this person, even though I left two messages.
And then... And they're still going to try.
What else do I need to do right now? I can't put a stop to all that. I can't spend any more time on this right now. What do I have to do next when I have a minute?
Let me just show you the Google verification form. So this is going to go to Google directly. It's the most recent text that you have. There's a link in there. It'll say to get your our local splash, David, to get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional information to proceed further. There's a link in there. Say url.localsplash.com/Google.
Click on that right now?
Yeah, just so you can see it. You don't have to fill it all out right now.
Oh, it wants me to sign in with Google. I don't have a...
You can use your Hotmail. We just need you to log into the email you have on file so that when you submit the form, we can verify it's you. Google doesn't want us filling out forms and submitting them. You know, they actually want the business owner to send this stuff in. So it's their way of doing it. Whoa, that's a TV. Somebody yelling at you.
Somebody walked by my car. Use my password from my email?
Yeah, you're just logging into your Hotmail on that. And I did get your subscription terms back that you signed that one.
I remember my freaking password, damn it. Nope.
Okay. Well, you know what helps, David? When we get off the line or, like, when you're available or to go through it, go to your email because you'll already be logged into your email on your phone, right? You could just go to your email on your phone and then pull it up that way because we text them and email it to you. So if you just pull it up through your email, you won't have to go through that step. It's just because you pulled it up through the text messages. I thought maybe you'd be able to just log into that real quick. But if you go to your email address later on and then just pull up the link through your email, then you won't have to go through that.
No, because it's still asking for email or phone number to sign into Google.
To sign into Google? You don't have to have a Gmail in order to do this. I've had guys, Yahoo, AOL, Hotmail, iCloud, all different kinds of stuff.
I clicked on that link in my email like you were asking.
Uh-huh.
And it's
to
require documents.
Man, you are old. You don't log in, stay logged into your email automatically on your device?
I do have my email synced to my device.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Maybe that's just me. All right. Let me see.
I have all my passwords written down at home, so I'll probably have to do this later when I get back.
Okay. Well, if you're having trouble with it, our customer service line is the number I'm texting you on. So if you need help, just call in. I'm your account lead. So if you just ask for me directly, they'll either transfer you over to me or they'll have me get back to you the second I'm available. Or you can always use one of our reps. We have about 400 people that work here. We're all Google certified, so they'll be able to help you out, especially something minor like that if you need help.
But so I'll ask for who? John who?
My last name's Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then I'm the account lead though, so my name's on it. I put you on a friends and family plan just to give you the pricing structure. So you just say, hey, give me John. They'll be able to see who you're talking about. But yeah, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you. I know you're busy, so I'll let you get back to your day. But look out for that client interview call, between 6 and 7 this afternoon. Okay.
Yeah, I'm busy and skeptical is what I am right now. So
you're skeptical?
Yes, because you know.
Well, I don't want to hear that. I mean, I just signed you up and processed your payment and everything, committed to a month of this thing. We're about to buy a domain for your website and send your PIN out. So I don't want you to be skeptical. If there's anything, my job is to make sure that you're not skeptical at this point.
Well, I guess I have to wait 2 months to see what happens. So.
It won't take that long. Jeez. Don't be morbid.
No, I mean, like, before I get calls coming in, you know?
Yeah. Look, it'll be quick. It's just we need you to be responsive. Like I said, be ready for that client interview. I don't expect you to be a tech wizard or anything like that, okay? So if you feel like you're missing something or you need help, call in. Other than that, you know, we'll walk you through it step by step and make sure that it gets up and running as fast as possible.
Okay.
All right, David. All right. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye-bye.